Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. 24 minutes after 6 o'clock. Check in with our friend Blyce Olson for the morning take. By the way, the same email version that we all get here at WCCO that so many people get can be yours if you go to WCCO.com/Blois, B-L-O-I-S, and it ends up in your inbox each and every morning. Blois, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Good. I find this an interesting sentence here that the leader of the Minnesota Republican Party accusing the governor of an underhanded House of Cards-style move in naming Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith to replace U.S. Senator Al Franken on Tuesday. Didn't she want that job? I got the sense that she wanted the job.
Well, I think you have to remember where this is coming from. It's coming from the Minnesota Republican Party, Jennifer Carnahan, their chair. And her job is to frame this in a light that is unflattering to Democrats and try to get Minnesotans to think that this appointment of Tina Smith is somehow, you know, meant to cause chaos in Minnesota government. And so that's what political party chairs do. If the roles were reversed, Ken Martin at the DFL would do something similar. But it was interesting to call it a House of Cards style move. So listeners who follow House of Cards can appreciate the way in which the leadership changes have happened on House of Cards over the years.
And now we'll have
another one that we're all waiting to see how it happens. But her job is to frame this in as poor a light as possible for Democrats, and that's what she was trying to do.
All right. We're going to probably have, we will have a conversation a little later on this morning with the Senate President, Michelle Fischbach. She will assume the role of Lieutenant Governor, but says that she will continue to hang on to her Senate seat. Is there any precedent for this at all, Blois?
There is some precedent for this that goes back where we had a Democratic governor and a Republican Lieutenant Governor. It goes back to the Rollvog governorship. You know, the real question here is where you and I talked yesterday is who challenges this? Governor Dayton has said that he's asked the Attorney General for an opinion about this. Of course, the Attorney General is a Democrat, so it'll be interesting to see how that legal opinion comes back. And then the question is, if Governor Dayton doesn't want to have a Republican Lieutenant Governor, then does he challenge the idea, or does Senator Tom Bach challenge the idea because you have the potential of having a tie in the Minnesota Senate, which would throw all leadership positions, all committee chairmanships into play? And so which one of them is it more advantageous to kind of create some more chaos? My gut is Governor Dayton doesn't want chaos going into the last year of his term because it's his chance to finalize his legacy. Yesterday, appointing Tina Smith was part of his attempt to finalize his legacy, but there's still some legislation that he wants done. I do know, and we talked last week about the idea that there was discussion of a deal where they would have a one-day special session, they would pass the legislative funding that they need, that the president, the senators would elect a DFL president who would then become lieutenant governor, and then Fischbach could serve as president of the Senate and a senator, and you wouldn't need a special election. But that's like, it feels like whack-a-mole. You push one thing down and another thing pops up.
Yeah, is this likely to dominate the Minnesota political news here for the time, for the foreseeable future, Blois? I'm guessing that it will.
It will. And I think that's one of the reasons why we don't know the exact date on which Al Franken's resignation is going to go into effect and the exact date at which Tina Smith will take that appointment. I think a lot of that has to do with coordinating these scenarios behind the scenes.
Okay, well, much to consider there. Plus, all of that and the fact that the Blois Olson Hockey Rink opened last night, right? The grand opening?
The grand opening was last night. We put in water on last Saturday, and the 14-year-old was itching. We shoveled last night, and then he was itching. He said, "When do you think I can skate?" And I said, You can go to night if you stay on one end, because, you know, there's more water on one end.
Yes, it tends to run down to one end.
It does. Water finds its way to a certain end. It's really amazing. Yeah. All those things I learned in school now apply to backyard hockey rinks.
I remember my father, you know, building the backyard hockey rink, I think mainly for himself, not so much for us boys. Hey, thanks so much for the conversation. We will connect again with Dave Lee when he is back with you on Monday morning here on WCCO. You have a great day.
Sounds good, John. And I told Jimmy that if something breaks tomorrow, I'll get up early for you.
You got it. I appreciate it very much, Blois. Thank you. It is 28 minutes after 6 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.